to wage the battle of life successfully is an art that we must learn. Several verses in the 6th chapter of Ephesians gives the answer. Ephesians 6, verses 16 and 17. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In olden days, when men wore armor, the shield was used to protect the heart. As the symbol and center of life, the heart must be guarded from attack. You must keep your heart sturdy with faith. We should always wear the helmet of salvation. The knight always tried to protect his head, and so must we protect our minds against attitudes that would destroy effectiveness, negativeness, pessimism, evil thoughts, and hate. The mind must be kept clean and ever filled with positive concepts. Third, take the sword of God's Word, by which we can put to fight the enemies of the good life, wrong thinking and wrong doing. Thus armed, we can win the battle of life. The realization of our strength raises and sustains our spirit. Staleness and barrenness results from the depletion of spiritual inspiration. Out of this unaspired condition develops tension, stress, dissatisfaction, and frustration. But there is a cure. It is outlined in one of the most famous of all passages, Psalm 23, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Anyone who ever traveled through a desert area is impressed when he comes finally to the green grass country. Rich, lush pastures take the place of dry and barren soil. What makes the difference? Life-giving water. In similar matter, the arid condition of human personality becomes as green pastures when the water of life flows through mind and heart. In this experience of the still waters, one sees a reflection of life at its best. The peace that passeth understanding develops in the mind. Thus the soul is restored. It becomes peaceful and so develops new life and vitality. Meditation upon this passage will endow you with deep serenity and lift the spirit to new heights. People who complain of being dispirited are frequently those who are swamped by so many things. Lacking a strong grip on God, they exercise a very weak control over themselves. They give in to irritation, resentment, anxiety, and to sinful practices. People do not want to be this way. They become disgusted with themselves, and because they are so. But they that just haven't the inner force to exercise discipline and self-control, either over their problems or themselves. So life falls away from them, and they are frustrated. To counteract this unhappy condition, we have a spirit lifter as follows. Revelation 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The secret here contained is simply to practice the idea that you are a child of God. As such, God will be your guide, and he will lend you his strength to augment your own weak force. With God's power, you can then overcome instead of being overcome. Then, instead of things flowing away from you, they will flow toward you, and you shall indeed inherit all things. In a most remarkable manner, life will come your way. As a result, you will get a great lift of the spirit. Low spirits often arise out of the disturbing sense of apprehension of the future. anxiety about future well-being, about material provisions for the years that lie ahead, create insecurity feelings which, when habitually entertained, tend to result in low-spiritedness. But how the spirit rises when one develops a feeling of confidence that he will be cared for, that all will be well, and the future is bright with promise. A verse which we would do well to embed deeply in our consciousness is the following. Philippians 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This gives us the conviction that if we do our part and live right and have faith, God will see that all of our needs are supplied. This includes material needs, needs of the mind, of the soul, and of the spirit. God has infinite riches, enough for all of us. We can receive these through God's law of boundless supply. If we truly have faith in Him and live according to His principles, we need never look in vain for the satisfaction of any necessity. Believe this, and your spirit will be lifted out of apprehension into confidence. Sorrow over the death of a loved one is a heavy weight upon the spirit. It often causes one who mourns to feel that life will never again be filled with high and buoyant attitudes. But life goes on and one must live. In a sense, one is not fully loyal, perhaps to the departed loved one, unless he meets life manfully, courageously, and spiritually. The passage which follows has probably brought more healing to the human soul and given more lift to the spirit in sorrow than any other passage in all the literature of the world. John 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What a glorious message. Jesus Christ is alive, and those who believe in him live also. So our loved one, whom we thought dead, isn't dead at all, but lives and shall forever touch our lives, watching over us with the same love and tenderness. This gives such a lift to the spirit that one wants to shout from the housetop the glorious fact that through faith in Jesus Christ we live. So when sorrow comes, repeat over and over this wonderful passage, and presently the shadows will flee away, and the light of a new day will dawn for you. The top three-point formula for which while living is contained in this immortal statement. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Here you have three powerful spirit lifters. First is faith. Faith in God and in Christ, in yourself, in your fellow man, and in life itself. Faith is the greatest power in this world, and it can be yours. Next is hope, the attitude of expectancy, believing that the best is yet to be, that always lies ahead opportunity. Believe this, and it will be so. Finally is love, your heart filled with goodwill, not hate or resentment or ill will, but love. And truly, this is one of the greatest qualities of all, a heart filled with compassion and understanding, and a desire to help people. Christian love will give you a deep joy. Let these three attitudes shine like stars in your life, and your spirit will be uplifted always.
just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after rain. Jesus, 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 let all the earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's just something